Keisty Nation, what's going on? What's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition for the first recording of 2026. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, on K-State University. Once again, my name is Eddie Greer, host of this other Kansas State podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is football, men's and women's basketball, women's volleyball, women's soccer, track and field, whether that's indoor or outdoor, men's and women's golf, women's tennis, women's rowing, and so much more. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast here on the first day. Yeah, it's going to come out tonight. So look out. Be on the lookout for that. For the first episode of the 2026 calendar year for Kansas State Athletics. And we're still going to take a look back. Well, I'm going to get into all this afterwards, but we'll look back still at some of the moments of 2025. Yeah, as I see him recording this at just after 6:30 in the morning. So there's that as well. But this is the postcast edition of this podcast, and the women's basketball team, K-State. Oh man, I thought this team was in trouble. Tied at half against one of the worst teams in the league in the Big 12, at least on the women's side anyways, of Cincinnati. This game was tied, struggling with this team. But here we go. But what have I said? If you've been with us for the last several years on this podcast, in retaining of K-State women's basketball, what have I said? That this team's a third quarter team. I haven't said it in the last month to close out 2025. Right? This team has always been a third quarter team. Even this young team, led by Taryn Sides. But here, there was a Tess Hill sighting yesterday at Braves Coliseum there. The transfer from Stanford lit it up. As well as the other team. The other team woke up a huge run in the third quarter there as Case. This was a tie ball game at 28 apiece. Struggling with the worst team in the league, Cincinnati. You're thinking, oh, here we go. But K-State, as we all mostly know, now some of us that are the freshest podcast might not know, but this K-State women's basketball team is the third quarter, and that's what they used right there. A huge run right there as they knock off Cincinnati yesterday in Bramers Coliseum to close out 2025, 79-52. Thank you to Tess Hill. Career high at K-State, 17 points yesterday, 5 of 9 shooting, a season best 50% shooting from downtown, 3 of 6, connected with 3 of 6 from back from downtown there as well, as they respond, obviously. The last time you were with us for a postcast on the women's side, they got rolled in the Big 12 opener against ninth-ranked TCU. It was nice, very nice to see this team respond after not really playing well in the first half of this ball game there. You're thinking to yourself, what is going on with this team here? Out of the gate, slow. And more importantly, get your first win of the Big 12 Conference. And you stay undefeated. We'll go to the notes here momentarily, but 4-0 now against Cincinnati. I'm like, I think at one point we're trailing by 4 or 5 in the second quarter of this ball game. We take a look inside the box score here. Cincinnati, the worst team in the league. Well, we can't say much about this K-State either. If you look at the overall picture of things there, as well as K-State now, they've been back and forth teetering, just a little bit over 500. 8-7 overall now. Their first win in the conference play. They even that up at 1-1. Meanwhile, Cincinnati drops to 5-9, and now they're 0-2 in Big 12 play. And we take a look inside the box score. Now this is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Here recording this on the first day of 2026. Happy New Year, K-State Nation. Eddie Greer III here for this podcast here. K-State 79. Cincinnati 52. I almost said that backwards. But anyway, Cincinnati. I was only off by 2 points. Cincinnati led by 6 in the first quarter. And you know, and we all know Jeff Mays, I know Jeff Mays is probably pulling his hair out. They're on that sideline there as well. They got some momentum. Used to run late to tie the ball game. They were trailing before halftime. Case they used that momentum to tie it. And then, of course, coming out of the gate, this third quarter, of course, well, it was 16-10. K-State outscored Cincinnati for the rest of the game, including a 28-6 third quarter. Cincinnati only scored 6 points in the third quarter. And K-State then 23-18 in the fourth there as well. Cincinnati there was led by a couple of players in double digits, led by Maya Perry, 14 points. She had 2 steals on the evening. She was 5-19 from the field in this one. D. Alexander added 11 for the Lady Bearcats, who shot 30% from the field, 60% from downtown there as well. Your K-State Lady Cats now back over 500. Tess here, the story of the afternoon for the ladies' basketball team, 17 points. Where has this been? She's had a production game at least once or twice. I can't remember, obviously, 25. I can't remember which games exactly they were. Obviously, we've done a bunch of postcasts, and Lord willing, that's going to be the same heading into this year. But yeah, Tess Hill, 17 points, 5-9 from the field. We already mentioned that. 3-6 from the field. 3-6 from the field. 3-6 from three. Jordan Spieser, right? Lit it up as well. She was next, your next highest scorer there with 15 points on the afternoon. 3 of 11 from downtown. 6 of 14 overall from the field. Natasha Clausens and Taryn Size, both 14 apiece yesterday there as K-State rolled Cincinnati after a slow start in the first quarter of the game. Taryn Size adding 6 steals there as well and 9 assists for Taryn Size, the Energizer Bunny for Kansas State there as well. Others include Janessa Cotton adding 6, Brittany Herod 4, Gina Garcia 2 points, Isilla Arenas only 3 points. Oh, hey, Michaela Parks also showed up. Three points. Anaya Foy with 1. And Alexa, and how about this? Ramiah White played for the first time in quite a bit, but only 1 minute. And Alexa Hess, only 2 minutes in this game. For Alexa Hess, that's the first time. And how about this first time in January 1st? We call her name out on this podcast. And Ivona Šikić, I believe that's how you say it. This was, maybe I might go back to this later. I don't know, but she was in the discussion with the whole Kennedy Taylor discussion there as well. Ivona Šikić made her K-State debut yesterday for the ladies' basketball team there. She only played 3 minutes, did attempt a field goal, and she was 0-for-1 there as well. So she made an appearance for the first time, made her K-State debut yesterday there on the final day of 2025 there. As K-State women's basketball gets their first conference win of the campaign, the 2025-26 campaign, with the big win over Cincinnati, shooting 43% from the field, 41% from three, second chance points 10, points in the paint, 26. Fast break points, 16. Points off of turnovers, 30 of them. Count them, 30 of them. And the bench points, 39. Eddie Greer, postcast, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Kansas State, 79. Cincinnati, 52 here on the show here. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, man. Tessia, I want to go back to her real quick. 79th time. Where has this production been? Yeah, it's probably been, yeah, like I said, maybe only twice before yesterday that she has produced. And if K-State's going to win, be a little bit more consistent, you're going to need this right here. This is what I was hoping for. Now, again, everyone has goals in the first of the year and whatnot, making goals and whatnot of the year and all this other stuff like that, right? And, that might be a topic of the kickoff, the EG3 podcast. More on that on the EG3 side later on. But, yeah, man, Tess Hill, yeah, this is what you needed right here. Boy, if this doesn't give you confidence boost, I don't know what is. I don't care if it's Cincinnati or TC or not. You need this type of reduction because all year long, up to this point, it's been Natasha Claussen's surprising me with this play. Really, really good player, obviously. And it's not trying to knock it down, but it's like you're going to need a little more than this for your lone senior. And not trying to put all the pressure on her because it's not just her. It's everybody on this team, right? But you want to get a little bit more just performance like these if K-State is going to be right there being much competitive in the competitive Big 12 there as well. And speaking of the Natasha Claussen, they were the 14 points yesterday. Seventh time in this campaign that she has scored in double digits this year. Taryn Sides, 28th time in a K-State career, reaching double digits for Kansas State. The loyal purple K-State junior out there as well. Let me see. Yeah, Jeff Mitty here after the game saying, quote, he talks about that. K-State third quarter, quote, I thought Tess really ended the second quarter well, and Tess got us off to a great start in the third. That's why I started her. She was the player that had the most energy. I thought she competed the most, but I thought Gina, Taryn, and Tess early. I thought Natasha Claussen was good in that stretch. And obviously, I think Cincinnati turned it over four or five straight times. So we have had an open floor as well. And that also helps as well when you have a hounding defense like that. And we know Jed Mitty's teams love hounding defenses right there as well. And I want to go back to this right here to kind of put a bow on this episode of this podcast here. I mentioned Alexa Hess in Ivona Skivitch. Skevich. Okay, we're going to have some fun saying that name, but Skevich, right? I mentioned them, and we said nothing about them in the 2025 fall semester until now, the very first day of the new year. Mentioned them, and Jeff Mitty kind of talks about that here in this one. Quote, Alexis has had, she doesn't have good knees. I mean, and the surgeries that she's had to have are tough and long rehabs, very similar to what Ayoka Lee had, okay? Very similar, and she, Alexis, has had them on both, surgeries on both, ouch. So to have this day come, because it was pretty unpredictable whether this would ever get here, but she's been practicing pretty well. She got cleared right before the TCU game, right before that game, right? So didn't quite feel comfortable there to put her in that game. She really hadn't been through it. But, yeah, it's really good to see her out there. It's good to see Makayla Parks. You know, Parks has battled a couple of knee injuries as well. And while she has been on the floor, good to see her knock down a three down and get out there as well. And for Skivitch, you know, just really hard. And 18-year-old coming in, maybe has had just five practices, six. So she was able to practice the day for TCU just to be able to get her out there 2 or 3 minutes, I think was good, end quote there as well. Yeah, man. So, yeah, I was not aware of that. Yeah, Alexa, we remember talking about Alexa Hess last year coming onto this team, being a productivity for this team. Now, that's news right there. To put in the back of the bank right there. That's unfortunate because we've covered every Ayoka Lee on this podcast. Everybody has, but in particular, this podcast, we know what happened there on that. And so, yeah, man, that's very unfortunate, but that's awesome to get her out there in a game where a game's out of reach anyway. So that, and all these players were clear before TCU. So that's good to know on that one there as well. So yeah, as we move along here, I don't know, obviously, you know, in Parks, we've seen her in here, there, in between sometimes, right? So, yeah, man, so we'll see what happens on those players. And obviously, I put Skevich on that same category as Kennedy Taylor, right? Yeah, that's an 18-year-old out there When I recorded something on the whole King Taylor, Tyreek Smith situation there. We ain't going to go there now. We ain't going down that road right now. We ain't going down that road because I can stay on here for another 10 minutes and talk about that. When I already talked about that, which that episode hasn't even come out yet. So there's that as well. But a big win. K-State needed this one because you could not start off 0-2. You just could not do that. You couldn't do it, right? So, hey. So next up for Tess Heel, Terrence Sides, and company next. You're hosting West Virginia on Sunday, the matinee in Bremen's Coliseum. So y'all out there in Manhattan, Kansas, during this opening of 2026, go out there, support your team. That's a 1 o'clock tip in Bremen's Coliseum there, as K-State will look to stand tall against one of their toughest foes in this conference, and that is the pesky West Virginia Lady Mountaineers. That's a 1 o'clock tip there as well. Let me see if I can pull the record here. Pull that record up real quick here. Break the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here for the first postcast of 2026. West Virginia, 11-2 overall, 1-0 in the conference. So again, it doesn't get easier. You had to get this win. Because you got West Virginia coming right in your building. They're 11-2, so we'll see what happens. And they're going to need a lot of that energy they use against the Lady Mountaineers. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcasts are found. We are on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, and so many more platforms. It's your very first time on the very first day of the new year, 2026. Hop on board with this podcast. Subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell. Every time we update your content daily, y'all be first to be notified. I got too much energy going on here, and we obviously bring energy every podcast there. So if you don't have this to your library of K-State podcasts, which is obviously great content everywhere else with the podcast 3 Mall, Echoes 313, Bosco's Boys, the list goes on and on. You want to add this to your collection pocket. We come at you every single day, 7 times a week, baby, including the holiday season. Now we flipped over now. Open the book, the 2026. We're going to have to see what happens there as well. Every turn, every corner, we'll have it there. We do postcasts after recaps after every K-State athletic event. Yes, sir. We try to do our best anyways. After every K-State athletic event, and basketball ended us in 2025. And basketball will start us off in 2026. And we have the huge showdown in Bremen's Coliseum on Saturday when 10th-ranked BYU comes on the men's side to kick off Big 12 play against P.G. Haggerty, David Castillo, and the K-State men's basketball team on that front. So I'm looking for an intriguing matchup on that side of things there as well. But, yeah, man, so awesome for the ladies' basketball team to get the win there as they – put the brakes down on Cincinnati. Let me see. Yeah, on Cincinnati there yesterday, the closed out 2025 in a big fashion there, 79-52 there in Manhattan, Kansas. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Once again, Tess Heel and the Lady Cats, 79, Cincinnati, 52. This has been another postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State Nation, Happy New Year. Let's go, baby. Go Cats.